1460 KXNO's Thirsty Thursday continues now as we head north to Whiskey River and Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, powered by MechDyne. Now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry, Brent Bloom, and Chris Williams.
We're back on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, powered by MechDyne, Jared Stansberry, and Brent Bloom. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties. We're hopefully going to be able to get this figured out here in the next few minutes. But, Bloom, what's up, man?
You know, you're talking to a guy who did a game from a TV truck with one monitor. So this is nothing. We can handle this. A little technical problems here and there, but it's the cold weather. It's the gremlins.
At this point, I feel like we, between the two of us, we've battled about every technical difficulty that anybody ever could have to deal with. So if I think that this will be easy enough to get through. But you mentioned that, I guess you're not mentioning the game last night, but you did do the game last night as well. And from all accounts, you did quite well. I'm not 100% sure that I believe it until I can get some proof of my own from Godfather John Walters is out there listening. If he could supply that for us, that would be appreciated. But did you at least give the business to the officiating? Because I know Chris Williams has been hot on the trail of doing that over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, that's a really long conversation that I was potentially going to get into today, but we don't have to yet. No, I had a better day than both Bob Huggins and Tom Eats, and probably Ron Gruber and Darren George, the other three officials as well. They did not. It wasn't a great effort. But no, it was fun. We were working with Walters. He's great, and you know he is as nice a person as he is as good a broadcaster. And just sliding in there for Eric, and you know Eric, what happened to Eric? Well, his son got married out of state, and the wedding's on Friday, so. Like the good dad he is, he basically took the week off. He'll also miss the game against Saturday, so I got to go on the call against Texas. And Steve Prohm was joking me after the game. He goes, man, this is Coach Prohm. Man, you got a good record. I'm like, yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not counting, but 9-1 over the last 3 years, Coach. But he goes, but your RPI is not very good, so get one on Saturday. But, no, it was fun. It's a blast to sit there with John and the same place that Eric and John and Pete and Rich Fellingham, and just doing those games courtside is great, especially when Bob Huggins is getting ejected, which makes it even better.
Yeah, I was on the Twitter, and I made it clear that it, of all the days for us to not have the great Eric Heft, who is, how do I put this, a renowned official non-apologist, that might have been the worst possible time for us to not have him and be him for him to be replaced for a guy who generally does apologize for some of the officiating woes.
It was weird because there was probably as much vitriol complaining about the officials, and I've seen one by 25, which is it's hard to put two and two together. They had some really weird ones. I do think we could have a 30-minute refresher on some of the stuff that people sometimes misconstrue, including the flagrant foul situation. I mean, the flagrant foul deal is like, I think people are mixed up with the flagrant foul and what used to be called the intentional foul. Intent has nothing to do with the flagrant foul anymore. It's just excessive contact. And yes, Nick Weiler-Babb, the elbow that was called on him, probably was fouled first and it should never have gotten to that elbow. But by rule, if you elbow somebody in the face, it's probably going to be a flagrant one. And so I think that's what happened in that case. So that was probably the one that I thought, okay, they probably did get that right. But some of the other stuff, yeah, just not a good day at the office for those three.
I think we should be good to go. Good to go here with some of the technical stuff that we've had going on. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the MechDyne-powered Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Whiskey River in Ankeny on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with MechDyne. Are you interested in a sales career or working with a world-class team and elite clients all over the globe? Listen up, MechDyne is currently looking for talented sales rock stars with a relentless focus on developing strong client relationships and understanding client needs so that they can make the best use of their technology investments. You'll get to work for an awesome company with a super fun culture that I've seen firsthand with my own eyes. Even better, these guys are hardcore Cyclone fanatics. You gotta love that. So visit their careers page at MechDyne.com. That's M-E-C-H-D-Y-N-E WhiskeyRiver.com. Check them out today.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
It's time to start a new year in a new Chevy at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, all 2018 and 19 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTs are supplier priced. Or get up to 16% off select 2019 in-stock Equinox models when financed with GM Financial. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. And with more incentives on all new Chevys than any other dealer in the area, let us be your dealer for life at Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Or call 515-239-4475.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seen or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic. Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future. My friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
The MechDyne powered Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Whiskey River in Ankeny. Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom out here. We've got a phenomenal contest right now on ESPNU. If there's ever been a basketball game that might drive you to drink and drive you out here to Whiskey River in Ankeny, I think it might be Tulane in East Carolina right now, taking place out there in East Carolina. The battle of 0-7 and 1-6 in the American Conference.
Yeah, I'm watching the Golf Channel. I don't better than
whatever. Is this even that's not even live?
Yeah,
I don't
it is.
Think. Oh, is
it's
it?
It's the Phoenix Open.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Waste, okay. The Drunk Fest.
Shout out to former Cyclone Fanatic cohort Adam Gray.
Yeah, he's down
there. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So back to what we were talking about with the game last night against West Virginia. I think that right now it is clear that this team is really starting to kind of find its mojo. You know, and I think that these guys are all starting to really figure out how to play with each other. Lindell Wigginton is playing at as high as the level that we've seen from him this season. And Cameron Lard, I think, is playing at a really high level right now as well. This team, Steve Prohm, again, he does it again to where he pushes all the right buttons for a period of time where everybody's kind of like, man, what's going on with these guys? And then all of a sudden, you hit the end of January heading into February, and it seems like they're primed to kind of make a little bit of a run here.
Yeah, I mean, the last two games, Iowa State could not have played much better on both ends.
Yeah.
And has contributions from everybody. I think that's the exciting part, is even Zoran Talley gets in the game and plays pretty well, was pretty productive in, what was it, 16 minutes last night. And this team is, we've kind of said it all along, the upside's really good, but they just haven't quite put all the pieces together. But I think that last week the pieces have come together. Iowa State scores, what, 93 last night and only hits four threes.
Yeah.
That's a really good sign. And defensively, you don't appreciate them until you really focus in up close, just the length. And I think Nick Weiler-Babb is really underappreciated, what he does on both ends. And then Horton Tucker's length, Halliburton's length. Iowa State can be a real menace defensively and just ate up those guards for West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had no chance to get any offense going. Yeah, Iowa State is in a really good spot right now. And at 5-3 with Texas coming to town on Saturday, I mean, I think Ken Pom, he's been on the website on CF this week, that Iowa State now is the favorite via Ken Pom
12,
to win the Big 12, and I think that's a realistic conversation to have. This team is high level good. I know Kansas isn't as good as they have been, but I think Iowa State is, on par, certainly more talented than Kansas right now, in my opinion. And I think this Iowa State team is as good as, I think it's the upside's better than that Monte Naz Matt team from 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and I think it's right there with the pieces with those George teams.
I was just going to say, I mean, I think there was a point in that game last night where they were on a stretch, I mean, where they're forcing turnovers, and I think that you can give some of that credit to West Virginia. Like you said, those guards are, I mean, I almost feel bad for Bob Huggins a little bit.
Yeah.
That team is really bad.
And he got tired of watching them.
Yeah, but when they are moving the basketball offensively, I mean, some of the possessions where they're getting wide open shots, and the shots just weren't falling at a very high clip last night, but there'll be nights where they'll get them to fall at a high clip. And like you mentioned, to score 93 points and only
hit
four of those.
Well.
They didn't shoot.
Everything else was at the rim.
Yeah, and again, part of that, I think, is owed to
West Virginia.
For sure. But I think more often than not, you can assume that they can score at a high level, not 93 points high, but it's still at a good high level. And I think this might be a salacious thing to say.
Yeah, hot take.
I think this might be my favorite Iowa State team I've covered. Just in the way that
they play
and the balance that they have on both ends of the court, where that more often than not, They're not gonna dig themselves huge holes to start games.
Right.
They're not going to, they'll go through some stretches, or they've been through some stretches where they won't score for a period of time,
But even then, they're still keeping it up on the defensive end to where they still can keep themselves in the game. You think back to that game against Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas goes on a 14-0 run. It took them 5 minutes to go on a 14-0 run. And how many times have you seen where, I mean, Iowa State that year when they played Oklahoma and came back, that took what? One media session for them to score 21 points.
Yeah.
And it's like when the team really is rolling, then they're scoring a lot more than 14 points in a 5 minute stretch. Kansas still was having trouble scoring on some level. And then you're keeping yourself in the game. I think that that is what this team, when you look at their, when you kind of project what they can do in the Big 12 tournament, in the NCAA tournament, they are kind of immune to those points where it's like a team can go on a huge run and just bury them. And that's because of the fact that they're so balanced and they're really fun to watch.
Yeah, and just think about the last two games. Iowa State has trailed for 20 seconds total.
Yeah.
Didn't trail at all against Ole Miss, and then West Virginia hits that banked in three to make it 18-17, and that's it. And just there's balance and depth, which you couldn't say about previous teams. And so now you saw it now, the two games in a row where Lindell Wigginton is engaged. And
yeah.
I saw more emotion from him, just like wanted. I mean,
get him off me.
Yeah, I mean, he was just, part of it was West Virginia.
That was him. He was back. At that moment, you're like, this dude, this is the guy that we know.
A lot of times you just kind of, and I don't want to be body language expert guy because that annoys me.
Yeah.
But sometimes he's not all the way. You can tell he's just not quite in the flow of it. But he came on the floor yesterday ready to go.
Yeah.
And then when they put McCabe on him and McCabe flopped and he's like, all right, if this is how it's going to be, I'll go right at you. And then he was attack mode the rest of the game. And when they, I mean, he made one three and still scores 28. That's the Lindell Wigginton Iowa State needs.
Yeah.
And then even Cam Lard got foul trouble again, but he didn't let it bother him this time. He was good presence defensively. Get those two guys going, and I mean, I'm just a huge fan of Nick Weiler-Babb, what he could do to settle things down. I think Iowa State's got some really good pieces.
Man, they've got, and those teams, the George team his senior year, the team with Monte and all those guys the next year, they had three or four guys that on a given night could go for 15 points.
Yep.
This team has six or seven.
Right.
You know, where it's like if Mariel Shayokmi is obviously the leading scorer in the Big 12. You almost anticipate him putting up those kinds of numbers. Lindell is capable of that. THT is capable of that. Nick Weiler-Babb, at this point, I think you almost can expect 10, 12 points from him every night, as well as assists, rebounds, steals. Cam Lard, if he comes out and scores 15 points, nobody would be surprised. Michael Jacobson's in that same boat. I mean, it's like every guy that they throw out there on the court, if he goes out there and puts up 15 points on a given night, it doesn't surprise you at all. And that's where when you talk about the depth, they had some guys that they could throw out there, and it's like you know that the world's not going to explode if they throw that guy out there. You know, like where you think about Daryl Bowie that year, you know, even Solomon, like he was never going to do anything to – really like boost you, but he wasn't gonna do anything to hurt you either. And even George Condit, like if he goes out there and has 8 points, like nobody's surprised.
Nope.
You know, you're not just hoping, like you're not crossing your fingers like, man, I hope that we just don't just get killed in this next 3 minutes that George has to be on the court. You're anticipating him doing something. And that is what makes this team so much fun, I think, is that on any given night it could be somebody different. You know, and it doesn't take George scoring 30 points or Monte putting up 20 points and 10 assists or something like that. It's just like everybody is capable of filling the stat sheet.
Yeah, and I think it's natural to compare Iowa State team to Iowa State team, but Iowa State's not playing that team. They're playing the rest of the Big 12.
Yeah.
And I think this team is...
They can do it with anybody in the country.
Yeah, I mean, like when George's senior year, Oklahoma was really good. You know, that was the Heald was a senior. Mm-hmm. You know, Kansas was obviously really good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some high-level teams in the Big 12. I think the Big 12 solid this year.
Did that team go to the
Final
Four?
The
Oklahoma
team did. Yes. Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yep.
They got destroyed
by Villanova
semi. Yeah.
And yet, you know, I don't think the high-level talent, NBA talent's there where you're afraid of, you know, Kansas with three or four NBA guys. They're just not there yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tech's got Culver, and he's a nice piece, good defensive team. But, again, talent level 1 through 9, Iowa State's the best talent, in my opinion, in the Big 12. And there's no reason why they can't win it this year. And it's not going to be a disappointment if they don't, but it just sets up where now you're in a really good position. I didn't see the net ranking today.
I'm not sure.
But I assume Iowa State is still in the top 15.
Yeah. I mean, you're 12 on KenPom.
The toughest part of the schedule is really behind Iowa State.
You know what's crazy, though? I was looking at it today, and I was doing average
average opponent strength for like the top teams in the league. And I think Iowa State still has the toughest average of everybody. Yeah.
Coming up?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, here, I've got the numbers. I don't think I pulled Kansas State's, but I've got almost
surprised me because
everybody
Kansas
else.
Tech still have to play twice. But either way, these games, Iowa State, there's not one you look at and you go, yep, probably not going to win that. And really, there's only a couple I think Iowa State will be underdogs in. So it's an exciting thing. And you know, we can get into the conversation of what's the relevancy for Iowa State playing in Des Moines. I think it's possible.
I think
it's more difficult than I anticipated just because of some of the numbers and some of the sites match up with the top 10 teams right now in college basketball.
They're giving themselves a chance, though.
But they're in the conversation, which is a great place to be in February 1.
Yeah, so I pulled these numbers. Iowa State's average KenPom for their last 10 opponents is 38.7.
Okay.
Baylor's is 40.1.
Hmm.
Kansas is 47.5. And Texas Tech is 43.5.
Who's dragging that down for those?
So
that's why I'm confused.
For Kansas, it's because they haven't played Oklahoma State yet.
Okay.
So you
got to
play them twice.
Yeah.
You get West Virginia, so then you've got 79 twice and 104 once.
Okay.
Texas Tech's in the same boat. They have not played Oklahoma State yet. They have not played West Virginia one of those times. And then Baylor has played. Yeah, they have to play each of them twice or each of them once as well. So, I mean, it's just because they haven't played Oklahoma State, basically. You know, like that's really where it comes into play. But, I mean, either way, the crazy thing that all of them are right there in that 40 range is a little bit ridiculous. But that's just kind of shows the strength of the Big 12, I guess.
For sure. I got the feeling from Coach Prohm last night. I think he feels really good about where this team is at. I think he knows that everything's starting to, the pieces are coming together. Everybody's on the same page. You get Wiginton up and running, two games in a row. Lindell even told us in the post game last night on after the game that, yeah, you know, that was good for him to put two games in a row. He finally feels like he's over the hump, and he's got a big game fired up, especially against Texas on Saturday. I think you'll see him with some extra emotion for two reasons. One, his old Oak Hill teammate, Matt Coleman's the other point guard, and two, Neil Berry is an assistant coach for Texas, and you know, I'm not sure what happened there as far as that split between Neil Berry and Iowa State, but know that Neil Berry recruited Lindell, and they are well aware that he is on staff at Texas. So I don't think
that there's any love lost there between the
Neil's a great guy.
That situation.
Neil's a great guy. It's not like he, you know, did something horrible at Iowa State, but
hey,
it's just
you got to do what you think's best for you
for you and your family and all that. And living in Austin, Texas, is not a bad place. However, I think Iowa State will use it as just a little motivator that, hey, we're playing Coach Neal on Saturday, among other things.
Bloom, did you hear? Carl Chevrolet has been named the number one five-star platinum GM certified dealer in the nation. What does it mean to you? It means that we have sold more certified Chevrolet, Buick, and GMCs than any GM dealer in the nation. Again.
Yo.
It also means you can put your trust in them. A Carl Chevrolet Platinum Quality GM Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle provides you peace of mind knowing that your vehicle is held to the highest standards. That is the trust and security they provide every customer, every day. This is what sets a Carl Chevrolet 5-star Platinum vehicle apart from the rest. Find new roads and experience the Carl Certified difference for yourself at CarlChevrolet.com or Carl Chevrolet, I-35, Exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Certified vehicles can be the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, it's
man.
High quality.
Right. If you can go and get a GM certified vehicle from Carl Chevrolet, like, might be a few years older, but you know it's going to be in good shape. It's going to be a high quality vehicle, and it's going to probably last you almost as long as a brand new one would.
Completely. And they always say, the old adage is, the car drops most in value the second you drive it off the lot. But you get a certified car, it's like the best of both worlds. Price isn't quite as high, and still. It's a quality vehicle.
There you go. Carl Chevrolet, exit 90 at The Rock, I-35 in Ankeny. I was going to go somewhere. I can't remember what now. I think when you look at, you know, how the Big 12 is shaking out here and knowing where we were a month ago, you know, and what we were thinking about the league, it's like, oh, Iowa State's the most talented team. And I feel like we're almost back there.
In the same spot.
In a sense. I'm going to say, I don't think Kansas will win the league. I don't. And I know that everybody's going to say until it doesn't happen, then
then, you know, we're not going to believe it, or we're going to keep picking them, all this different stuff. I don't think that they're good enough to win the league this
year.
They've
had some bad losses.
Yeah. That team is just not that good.
That loss at West Virginia is really troubling.
Yeah.
Seeing what we saw. Now, they had Bolden in that game, but he didn't do a whole lot. I don't know. I mean, I said Iowa State still has to go to Morgantown, so I'm not just going to put that.
I don't get how that team can be so much different in Morgantown, though.
They can't score.
Like I said, that's just not a good basketball team.
Who does Kansas play Saturday?
Texas Tech.
Okay.
In Lawrence, I think.
That'll be circle that one.
Yeah. That'll be an important game.
That spread won't be more than 5.
No. Would you be shocked if Tech went in there and beat them?
No. Not at all.
And Tech hasn't even looked great the last couple games.
No, they look
pretty good against who they play, TCU? That's right. Yeah TCU.
And just really
and they throttled them. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's in Baylor. Didn't expect that.
No.
I think it's really a 4-team race. I'm going to put Baylor at like 5, and I don't know if I consider them the serious threat yet, but I mean they're in first right now.
Yeah.
I think it's Iowa State. Kansas.
I think they've had the benefit of scheduling. To an extent.
But when it gets to Iowa State looks nice, and yeah. You know they probably should be Kansas too. But I think it is Iowa State, Kansas, K-State, and Tech. I think it's those four. It's going to come right down to it. You could see a 3-way tie, a 4-way tie. I think it's 11-7, 12-6, and then we'll see. And, you know, your hope if you're Iowa State that you don't get that asterisk. You know, you get a championship, it'd be great. You want to win it outright, too. Like, I'm going to be selfish here. Yeah. Not only do I want to beat Kansas, but you want to win it outright. But I think this could be like a 12-6, 11-7, 4-way cluster. And then we'll see who comes out on top. But
man, I'm just dreaming about I think it's March 5th date between Texas Tech and Iowa State.
To win it?
To win the Big 12 title.
At home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hold
the trophy up in Hilton Coliseum. That man, oh my gosh. I said to C-Dub today, I was like, man, at what point do we start thinking about streak breaker t-shirts? I just want to know. I can feel it in my bones. I think it's going to happen.
Iowa State hasn't won the Big 12 in 18 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like just yesterday, but that's a long time.
So you obviously have the perspective of this. I don't remember
that.
That was before even I was really following Iowa State. Was there like was it the same as it is right now? Like right now, we're like, it could happen. But like then, was it like, oh, we're winning the Big 12, like for the entire. I mean, I know they only lost what one game in the league. I think
in 2000,
yeah, and then 2001. What was that? They lost twice.
Yeah, it was interesting. The 2000 season, I think Iowa State fans really started. It was somewhat similar. I mean, I think that team was better.
Yeah,
okay, I'm just gonna get that out there.
One of the probably 5 best teams in the country.
Right. The top 3 team
that
country
should have. Yeah, no, basically they played for the
happened. But
how great would it be if Michigan State had to come to Kansas City?
Oh man,
didn't you tweet that out?
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some Michigan State guys are like, oh, we'll travel too. I'm like, brother, buddy,
you don't understand.
You don't do Kansas City like Iowa State. Calm down. No, I think that team was. You figured it out. Probably mid-January, late January, and then there was one game in particular, I think it was like February 7th, where Iowa State beat Texas and Chris Mim, and Fizer dunked on Mim, and everybody kind of went, whoa, okay, they're legit. And then that, I think that gave Iowa State into first place sole possession, and then they really rolled from there. I mean, their only losses that year were on the road at Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's pretty good. Gets Eduardo Nahara. And then the other loss was at Colorado, where Jacque Walls hit like a 3 to send it to overtime. It's still a bad memory for me.
Didn't they almost lose to Drake?
Did lose to Drake.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The thing nobody really knew,
because
Tinsley's first game at Iowa State was at Drake, and he had like 11 turnovers. So I was like, who's this JUCO guy?
Yeah.
Like, he turns the ball over too much. He's too fancy with his dribbles. This is not going to work.
That sounds like the most Iowa take of all time about a California JUCO kid.
Hot take on the AOL chat rooms. but then they figured it out. Iowa State beats Missouri in the opening conference game, and Tinsley has a triple-double, and it kind of slowly built. But nobody really knew these guys. They were blowing out teams in the non-conference, a lot like this year's team.
Yeah.
And then they finally beat Texas, who was highly regarded. They beat an All-American in Christmas. Like, okay, Iowa State's arrived. And then they won a road game at Kansas as well. Kansas was ranked like 22nd, 23rd at the time, but still a statement win. And then the next year...
That would have been like... what? Carlson wouldn't have been there yet, would he?
He would have been a freshman that
okay,
year.
Okay, okay.
And then the next year, lose Fizer, and they think, can Tinsley do it again? Obviously, it started in the top 25. They were considered contender, but Kansas was still the premier team. Then Iowa State went on the road, I think, the second week of conference play, and then beat Kansas and Lawrence. And then from then, it was Iowa State's to lose because they were always a game or two ahead. I think they went 13-3 that year, so really had a two-game cushion for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually beat Nebraska at home to clinch it. But, yeah, I mean, I think this would be similar to 2000, the way the Iowa State's reputation in the conference and expectation. And 1-1-0-1 had a little more expectation going in. But similar in that nobody really believed in that Iowa State team until they had that statement win. And you could argue that Iowa State's had a statement win, and maybe two of them, but I don't know if it has registered as much nationally. You see Jay Williams giving them some love, but Iowa State's still not getting that, you know, oh, this is a top 15, a top 10 team. And they don't
at
really.
Kansas State?
They don't really. And so this is the interesting thing is I don't know how high Iowa State can really get in the pollster's
rankings,
mind.
Yeah.
I mean, they can win out, sure. But they're just, I don't know, college basketball seems different to me too, where, you know, when you beat Kansas back in the day, it just really registered nationally. Where I don't know if it does as much anymore, especially with this version of Kansas. So,
well, I think there's almost so much like just knowledge of the teams. Just because everybody
knows
watch
everybody,
them,
yeah.
You know?
And it does feel like there's more parity to me.
Yeah.
You know, up and down college basketball. So, yeah. And everybody, you can see everything now, so it's not just looking at scores.
Everybody's watched Kansas. Like, they, before, it's like you just assumed Kansas is really good.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's like, okay, we can see this Kansas team isn't great.
But, yeah, but that 2000 Iowa State team really didn't go on the national map until they won at Kansas and beat Texas at home. And then it's like, oh, then they arrived and they never stopped winning.
Rising.
And
it
went from there. Yep.
For sure. All right, I've got another thing that I want your historical perspective on when we come back. You're listening.
I feel useful.
You're listening to the MechDyne-powered Cyclone Fanatic radio show on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams letting you know about MechDyne IT Help Desk Services. Started by Iowa State graduates and diehard Cyclone fanatics over 22 years ago. MechDyne's onshore team of U.S.-based experts provide quality IT support around the clock. After hours, IT support can be hit and miss, but MechDyne offers a lot more than just answering service during your non-core hours. You'll actually receive the same level of IT support no matter what time of day you contact them. They space out your organization's IT team from those routine support tasks so that you can focus on growing your business. As a trusted consultant, bringing fresh ideas and cost-effective solutions to many day-to-day headaches of routine IT user support, check out MechDyne.com. That's MechDyne.com. Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. Trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
Did you hear? Carl Chevrolet has been named the number one five-star Platinum GM certified dealer in the nation. What does it mean to you? It means that we have sold more certified Chevrolet, Buick, and GMCs than any GM dealer in the nation. Again, it also means you can put your trust in us. A Carl Chevrolet Platinum Quality GM Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle provides you peace of mind knowing that your vehicle is held to the highest standards. That's the trust and security we provide every customer every day. This is what sets a Carl Chevrolet 5-Star Platinum vehicle apart from the rest. Find new roads and experience the Carl Certified difference yourself at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, Exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. No, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
The MechDyne powered Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Whiskey River in Ankeny. Check out the careers page on MechDyne.com. Brent Bloom, do you want to go work for MechDyne?
You know, Marshalltown's not that far away.
It's not.
And they're good dudes.
Great dudes.
Smart guys. Good vision. I mean, they built that thing from the ground up.
I went over there, man, and I just consistently felt, I was like, man, these people are way smarter than me. You know?
You learn as you get older, and that you work for a company with good culture. It does matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. And those guys value their employees. And if you're young, I mean, you can live in Des Moines or Ankeny or even Ames and go over to Marshalltown. It's not that bad of a drive, and they're good people mm-hmm. doing pretty cool work. So, man, if I was smart enough that I was an engineer type or even, you know, they're even looking for some marketing folks, I think, as well. I mean,
yeah.
I think there's some opportunities
sales
there.
People. Yeah,
yeah, salespeople. So, man, culture as you get older. The old adage is, it's not about what you do, it's about who you work for. Good guys to work for.
So you know who else has good culture?
Win in the dark.
Matt Campbell has good culture.
It's true, though. I mean, it's kind of hokey, but it does matter.
Yeah, it does. He does. He has good culture. And there was an interesting thing that came out today. Iowa State updated their rosters on Cyclones.com
yeah,
for the football
saw
team.
Saw this.
And, it, you know, there's... Dallas Taylor Cortez, who's a kid who put his name into the NCAA transfer portal. You know, and like we knew he probably wasn't going to be with the program anymore. He'd been suspended twice, and there's a whole other situation. And so that was one notable thing. The other notable thing in my mind is the fact that Breece Hall, four-star running back, early enrollee at Iowa State, a guy that I think everybody expects to be a very good running back for the Cyclones in the future. I wouldn't be shocked at all to see him be the Cyclones' starting running back by the midway of next season. He's going to wear number 28, which, for anybody that doesn't know, was the number worn by Iowa State greats Troy and Darren Davis, who happened to be first and second on the all-time rushing charts at Iowa State.
And nobody's worn it since.
And no one has worn that number in the day since. You obviously were growing up in the time of Troy and Darren. How do you feel about the idea of somebody else wearing that number?
Yeah, I'm mixed here because my first premise is like, why now?
Yeah.
Like, what changed? Because there's clearly from some, either by player preference or from the top down in the football departments, like they don't wear that jersey. It was kind of a non-retired jersey.
Yeah.
It was almost like, well, the Davises wore this. We're going to leave it open in honor of them. Not just like knowing, because I would say it's, I think, retired one jersey number, and it's number 30, and it's a weird store, and I don't really know it.
It's for a guy named Mike Cox.
Okay.
And from everything I've ever read, the only person who knows why the number was retired is Clay Stapleton, who I would have to assume is...
He was the coach back in the day.
Was the coach in like the 50s or 60s, maybe the 70s. I'm not 100% sure.
50s, yeah.
I would assume that he's probably deceased. I don't know that for certain.
But safe assumption, Jerry.
That was like 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And so, in other words, the legend of number 30 being retired has basically went to the grave with Clay Stapleton. And so we don't really know why that number's retired, but nobody's worn it since then. And I know that for a period of time it was said to be because of the Dirty 30, which would make sense, is one of the best teams in school history, but I don't think that is accurate. And it brings, I think, to question the why doesn't Iowa State have any, maybe not even retired numbers, but why do they not have a way to recognize some of the people that wore some of these numbers that you would almost even consider retiring them?
Right, and basketball has retired jerseys, but not numbers.
So you could wear 32?
I guess I'd...
I don't think that you could.
Are they retired?
I would assume so. Because I always assume that that's why they don't retire more numbers, is because of the fact that you're limited in basketball.
See,
in that sense. That you can only wear the, you know, up to five on each.
I need to check on this, but there is I know there's a criteria that Iowa State has for recognizing, because when the Melvin Edgem thing came up, like, honestly, I don't know if Melvin Edgem's ever going to get his jersey retired.
It comes up more with number five, though.
Yeah, but Marcus Fizer. And honestly, I think there's a criteria. It's like you got to be an All-American, you got to be a member of the Hall of Fame, I think,
and then you had to have graduated.
I think you had to have graduated,
and I
too.
Think that's Marcus's problem.
But Jamal Tinsley was 11. Monte Morris wears 11.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Lindell Wigginton wears number five.
Where's number five? Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, at the same time, it's just a number.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think you should celebrate your history. And Troy Davis did not win the Heisman, but he was second. He's the highest Iowa State guy that's ever finished in the Heisman. So if there's somebody to recognize, it'd be him. It was interesting his brother wore the same number right after. So do you just lump and what do you write? Then the Davis brothers? Like, how would you...
No, you know, so, I don't think so. And it as good of a player as Darren was, Troy was on another level, wasn't he?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Darren last year was 99. So at what point, if you're not going to retire the number, well, then somebody else can use it. I mean, that was 19 years ago, 20 years ago. And as much as I loved watching those guys, if they're not going to, and Troy's in the Hall of Fame, and kudos to him.
He's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Right. It's like, if he's not going to, if they're not going to do a Ring of Honor or retire anything, then I guess somebody else can use it.
See, and I think that that's where there is an interesting opening for Iowa State in the sense that they could do something now in their new addition that they're going to do to Jack Trier Stadium as part of the expansion of the football complex. And, again, it comes down to the criteria, but I think that there needs to be something, you know, and I don't know how you go about it, but it's hurt by the fact that Iowa State doesn't have that much tradition in football, but, you know, why not?
So do you retroactively add people to it then? Like, this is almost like the issue for Iowa State is they have never added it. They don't have a Ring of Honor or anything.
Yeah.
So then how do you be like, okay, these are our first 10 guys, and you like you throw in a Dexter Green, you throw in a George Amundsen, like, where do you Seneca.
Where do you start?
Like,
where
Seneca's
do you
probably
yeah,
there.
Seneca should be there,
I
yeah.
mean, maybe.
And maybe you don't retire the number, but you at least honor them somehow.
So they're almost to the point where where you start.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge undertaking, and I know Iowa State does have a criteria. I don't know if it's ever been publicly disclosed or not. It'd be interesting to look up. And I need to look up. So Fred's 32, right?
Mm-hmm.
Barry Stevens is 35. Jeff Hornacek, I believe, was 14. I'm just trying to figure out, yeah, has anybody worn those numbers?
No,
I don't
think so.
I don't know if they have.
No.
So it's an interesting deal. But if Breece Hall wanted to wear 28 and obviously doesn't have a policy that Troy's protected, then
maybe. And, hey, maybe they asked Troy and they asked Dan
yeah,
McCartney or whoever, like, if they thought that would be okay. And if they said yes, then more, you know, more power to them.
It, right? It's just,
who are we to judge that?
I agree it's worth discussing because it's odd
exploring even.
That 19 years later nobody's worn 28 until
now.
This random moment.
Yeah, I think, and then who knows if it'll ever be asked, but I think it'll be an interesting question to ask. All right,
my buddy Grayson chimes in. Is Steel Jantz's jersey number retired?
Should be. All right, what did he wear, two? Is that
two.
Right?
Yeah, number two.
Yeah. All right, we'll preview Saturday's game against Texas when we come back. You're listening to the Mechdyne powered Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
When it comes time for my friends and I to decide where we'll watch college football on a Saturday night, there is no better choice than Whiskey River in Ankeny. Whiskey River is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show again for the 2018 season and is the perfect spot for your get-together of all ages. Whiskey River's great food, satisfying drinks, friendly staff, and wall-to-wall TVs make deciding where to go a no-brainer for any situation. And don't forget, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with a message from my friends at Centurion Stone of Iowa. Great guys. I love going in there, talking with Judd, talking with Joe, and looking at the beautiful 30,000 square feet of inventory in their warehouse. It's right there in the corner of Ankeny. The showroom has so many displays. They offer installation, delivery. They do interior work, exterior work, and their manufactured stone is cost effective. Do a makeover to your home and use a great Cyclone Fanatic supporter and two awesome friends of mine at Centurion Stone of Iowa. I promise you'll be treated with a first-class experience and you'll want to go back again and again.
Hi, Cyclone fans. This is Dr. Brian Warmey, board-certified and sports fellowship-trained orthopedic sports medicine physician and surgeon at McFarland Clinic in Ames. As an official team physician for the Iowa State Cyclones, I really enjoy the opportunity to work with athletes here in my hometown. My colleagues, Dr. Buck, Dr. Greenwald, and I provide specialized orthopedic care to patients of all levels, including sports injury evaluation and treatment, arthroscopy, surgery, stem cells, and PRP treatment. Don't let your injury keep you out of your game. Learn more at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rump baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at PorkBeInspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street and Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Welcome back to the MechDyne-powered Cyclone Fanatic radio show, live from Whiskey River in Ankeny. Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom. We're going to break down Iowa State and Texas, but first we need a quick word from our friends at Carl Chevrolet. Did you hear Carl Chevrolet has been named the number one five-star platinum GM certified dealer in the nation? What does it mean to you? It means that they have sold more certified Chevrolet, Buick, and GMCs than any GM dealer in the nation again. It also means you can put your trust in them. A Carl Chevrolet platinum quality GM certified pre-owned vehicle provides you peace of mind knowing that your vehicle is held to the highest standards. That is the trust and security they provide every customer every day. This is what sets a Carl Chevrolet 5-star platinum vehicle apart from the rest. Find new roads and experience the Carl Chevrolet difference for yourself at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock. All right, so this game against Texas on Saturday.
By the way, I looked it up. Iowa State, basketball-wise, does not retire numbers. They do retire jerseys. However, some of those numbers that or some of those jerseys that retired have not had that number worn again. So, again, it's like officially unofficial.
The fact that we don't have any idea goes to show how hard this is to figure out.
So, yeah,
we have no clue what the criteria is. We're just throwing the numbers up.
Should we be a committee of two?
We should. Yeah. There we go. Hey, there's a column for us. Maybe we'll get Kirk Holland involved.
Yeah, I think so. It's on the analytical side.
Right, there we go.
Like, maybe ask Half to move. What does he know, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's been replaced, basically, on the Cyclone Radio Network.
I agree.
All right, this game on Saturday against Texas. I think that this is an interesting game in the sense that Texas is coming off a big win over Kansas. You know they're going to have some momentum, some confidence. How do you see this one shaking out?
For sure. I think that's an interesting question. And they're an interesting team. The talent is still high level. But they've had really good wins and some strange losses. And their big issue is they go through spells offensively where they're not very good. But when they shoot the ball well, they can be as good as anybody in this conference. And, you know, they're right there, too, where they think if they get on a roll, what are they, 4-4?
Yeah.
They're the only game behind Iowa State, technically. Yeah. So, I mean, big guys. Hayes has been awesome. Coleman is a really good point guard, an NBA-level point guard, and then Curran Roach still has it. And if they get any three-point shooting at all, that's their biggest weakness. They don't shoot it at all. They can be really good, and defensively their numbers are great. So I think it's a fascinating game. This is not West Virginia rolling into Ames from last night. This is a really good team. I would anticipate Iowa State still being, you know, a 5 to 6 point favorite, but it's going to go right down to the wire, I think.
I agree. I think Shocker could be on the hot seat if this
last
10
big
games
game
doesn't
for
go
him.
Very well.
He
for
needs
them.
To get one of these big wins. Yeah. Iowa State on the road would be a big win.
For sure. For sure. All right. Thanks to McDine for being the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Thanks to Carl Chevrolet as well. Thanks to Whiskey River and Ankeny for being the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We'll be back again next week from 6 to 7 right here on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
From the Wild Rose Casino and Resort Studios, this is 1460 KXNO, Des Moines Sports Station, KKTM HD2, KXNO.